Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. The overnight curfew in New York City has just lifted after kicking in at 11 p.m., but it appears the curfew didn't have much impact, so tonight the curfew will begin at 8. It was another night of looting in the city with hundreds of arrests. Among the stores hit, Macy's and Herald Square, where we find 1010 Winds newsman Glenn Shuck this morning. Glenn.
This was definitely the curfew that wasn't, as hundreds of arrests again overnight. The Macy's flagship store here in Herald Square, one of the targets. Looters and vandals with major damage along the front, window smashed. Now, police officers were injured here with pushing and shoving and flying glass. We're also told they come under fire at two locations in Brooklyn. Several other cops were hurt in the Bronx. That's where the mayor went overnight. Because of the unrest there, he spoke about major problems on Twitter with looting and vandals at Fordham Road and Burnside Avenue. Earlier, Bill de Blasio had called into New York One to explain the curfew moving to 8 o'clock.
We're seeing too much of this activity tonight. So the idea of going to 8 p.m. is it's still light out. And that's really what we saw this evening and last night, is when it got dark is when people attempted to do this kind of activity. So we're going to just take the next obvious step and have a curfew that begins while it's still light out.
And more protests are set for later today. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here on 34th Street at Macy's.
In New York last night, an NYPD sergeant investigating reports of a break-in at a pawn shop on Walton Avenue in the Bronx was the victim of a hit-and-run around 12:45 this morning. Somebody caught it on video and put it up on YouTube.
Oh! That's a dog!
The officer landed in the middle of the intersection. He was taken to Lincoln Hospital in serious but stable condition. No arrests so far. Also caught on video on the Bronx, an attack on a cop by several men. The bleeps are for blank 12, anti-cop gang slang. The cop eventually got up and pulled his gun, causing the attackers to run. The footage was tweeted by the Sergeant's Benevolent Association with the caption, "I guess the critics will now say he overreacted. NYPD cops, defend yourself. You are alone." That's in reference to a video that showed another cop pulling a gun on protesters. The mayor said that officer should be stripped of his gun and his badge. When we spoke to NYPD Chief of Department Terrence Monahan yesterday, he told us he was perfectly okay with members of the force taking a knee alongside protesters. And to prove his point, he did it himself yesterday before protesters in Washington Square Park.
I don't want it to be you, us. It's all of us here together for a peaceful protest. You got my support. You got the NYPD support.
And then Chief Monahan embraced organizers of the protest. In New Jersey, hair salons are still closed on orders of the governor, and it appears that some of the salon owners who are threatening to defy Governor Murphy by opening anyway have had second thoughts. More on that this morning from John Montone. John?
Yeah, Lee, there was much snipping between barbers and hairstylists in the state, but faced with fines and even losing their licenses, the haircutters came to their senses, and now they have a firm reopen date. Ridgewood salon owner Jack Panico tells 1010 Winds his business will be safe and sanitized.
You can't be 6 feet away. cut
no, you,
hair.
No, you can't be 6 feet away. Majority of the time, you're behind them or the side of them, and they have a mask on, you have a mask on.
Every other hair washing and styling station will be unoccupied, with the salon operating at 50% of capacity. But there is no shortage of customers.
Oh my God! Our clients are texting, calling. You know, we have over 750 people that want haircuts and color now.
They'll have to wait until June 22nd. The state stage 2 reopening will begin on June 15th with outside seating at restaurants. Al Fresco to the rescue. John Montone, 1010 Winds, live in New Jersey.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.